Yvonne Robinson awoke to the smell of smoke shortly after 10 p.m. last Tuesday. Initially thinking her son Jeff Clark might be cooking a snack in the kitchen, Robinson quickly realized this was something far more serious as the smoke intensified. She immediately called 911 as fire enveloped the back part of the King Street building where she has lived for the past 18 years. "We have a good fire department," says the easily likable Robinson, who turned 71 Wednesday. "They responded really quickly." While firefighters were able to get the blaze under control and no one was injured, it led to closure of some businesses as well as the displacement of 4 residents, including Robinson and Clark. The Office of the Fire Marshal is continuing its investigation into the fire, spokesman Sean Driscoll says. OFM personnel arrived on March 6 to begin the investigation and completed the scene portion of their investigation March 9, Driscoll explains. "As the investigation is ongoing, it is too early to determine any details at this time. But while the investigation continues and a person has been charged with arson disregard for human life in connection with the incident, Sherry Ward Maggi and her daughter Carrie Ann LeMessurier knew they needed to do something for their good friends and have started a fundraiser. We want to make sure they have everything they need to get back to normal," Ward Maggi says, noting that while Robinson relies on a pension, Jeff works at the Real Canadian Superstore. "The family has lost a lifetime of possessions and memories due to the fire and unfortunately they did not have renter's insurance. For the time being, Robinson and Clark are staying at a local hotel as they wait for repairs to be complete with no firm timeline for when they will be able to return to their home. They are okay for food and clothing thanks to the generous donations of folks in the community, though they are in need of financial assistance to keep a room over their head during this time of duress," Ward Maggi says. "Any donations, no matter how small the amount, are greatly appreciated. As lifelong Midlanders, it's time to help two of our own who need it the most." Robinson says the back of her building had become a popular congregation spot for the homeless along with those who drop by an adjacent methadone clinic. "He was frequently at the back of my building along with a number of others," Robinson says of the man now charged in connection with the incident. "They were told a number of times to leave the area. Police have been called multiple times. I've lived here for 18 years and we've never had an incident before." Ward Maggi points out that Robinson would never have asked for help, so it was imperative that she and her daughter put together the fundraising campaign. "I'm at a loss for words. Everybody's been so kind," Robinson says. Ward Maggi, who once worked for VCARS, Victim Crisis Assistance and Referral Service, says she thinks Robinson and Clark are suffering from PTSD as a result of what they've experienced. Clark, 45, suffered a mental breakdown a few days after the incident as the initial shock turned to realization of just what had occurred. "I had a home business," Clark says, adding his employer and colleagues have gone above and beyond to help out over the past week. "Before this, I was living a nice, comfortable life," adds Robinson. "It's an issue now for me just trying to sleep at night."